Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's a kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Hi, what's going on? It's Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you. Call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me.
Yo, what's up? Baby, let's go!
Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into. So I see this right here. This is from the Daily Mail. NBA's Miles Bridges turns himself into LAPD on a felony domestic violence charge after a physical altercation with a woman who needed medical attention. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that if you would have told me, hey, you know that Miles Bridges guy a few months ago that was mad at a fan after he lost in a play-in tournament, so he threw his mouth guard at him but missed and almost hit a little girl? Yeah, if you would have told me that, that guy is going to beat up his significant other, I wouldn't have been shocked. You know, you wouldn't have really thrown me with a crazy curveball or whatever they say. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, no way. Some NBA player that's worth millions did nothing on the court and lost by 30 points and then throws a mouth guard. And you're saying he's not going to know how to handle himself in situations with his significant other? Yeah. What a surprise. Hornets forward Miles Bridges has turned himself into the LAPD. After a felony domestic violence charge, he was released on $130,000 bail, which is like me just going into my pocket looking for a quarter. Like them asking for, that's about 13,000, 10% of $130,000 bail. That's not that much to him. It's going to hurt the bank a little bit when he goes broke later in life, but for right now, it doesn't matter. But these lawyer fees, yeah, it's not going to be a fun time for him. The 24-year-old was in an argument with a woman that reportedly became physical on Tuesday. The alleged victim reported that she needed required medical attention. Like, I'm never, ever a person that, like, goes, oh, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes things get heated or whatever. But, dude, for you to require medical attention, that means he beat the crap out of you. Oh, of course, because he's such a man, bro. He fled the scene before police arrived, but turned himself in on Wednesday. He has played all four seasons in the WNBA, in the NBA with the Charlotte Hornets, but he is set to become a free agent at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Knowing the NBA, the Sacramento Kings will probably pick him up. It's like going to purgatory. Because they're never good, but you can, like, make a lot of money, you know? Like, no one ever goes, oh, my God, I'm in sixth grade, and I'm on this travel basketball team that my rich parents are paying for, and someday I want to play for Sacramento. I don't even think natives of Sacramento even want to be in Sacramento. Like, I know somebody out there that works in radio, and he just says it's just a city. Like, no one ever goes, oh, my God, the culture of Sacramento is so through the roof. Watch it be that I get a job offer in Sacramento in a year, and I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. I love Sacramento. Miles turned himself into police on Wednesday, the same day the Hornets announced they had extended a qualifying offer to him. Hey, I don't know. He must have CTE or something. You know what I mean? Something's not really going well in his brain if you're literally getting offered a deal and you're like, nah, I want to beat up people. Scumbag. So this was obviously before the incident, but the general manager of the Hornets, Mitch Kupchak, said, as an organization, we love Miles. We are going to bring him back. He has been great for the franchise, and I believe with his work ethic, he's only going to get better. It's crazy what a few hours did. Because then I bet I didn't look at NBA Twitter, because NBA Twitter is so lame. It's all these people, Kevin Durant's a bandwagon jumper. Yeah, but he's better than you'll ever be. Talking smack behind that keyboard. By the way, today is National Social Media Day, which sounds worse than any other day I can think of. Hey, let's celebrate what has divided this country. So he got offered $8 million. I don't get it. I'm literally not providing any audio right now. Like, I'm doing the traditional bored boomer talk show. Hey, I've been in this radio market for 40 years. And this is every town that has the old radio DJ who's been around since the 70s. Besides Mason Dixon. But it's like, hi, Mason Dixon's got a bundle of energy, that guy. But the, like, boring old guys that are like, yeah, you know, you're listening to my show. That's what I just did. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. In April, Miles Bridges, after being ejected from a game for cursing at officials. So not only do you throw a mouth guard at a little girl and not at the male heckler, but you got kicked out for swearing at officials. And then he said he was sorry afterwards. I was aiming for the guy that was screaming at me and a hitter. Yeah, we saw. Thanks for giving us the play-by-play of what our eyes were able to pick up. It's like someone robbing a bank. Yeah, I kicked the window in and then took the money. Like, we know, dude. Ridiculous. I mean, that has to be some character issues. You literally get offered $8 million. I know the last 2 years, the Hornets have literally lost by 30 points in the play-in tournament, which is similar to NCAA March Madness, but it's like you got to win and win. It's a whole thing. And then LeBron hated it last year when his team was in it and barely made the playoffs, but he's the one that created it. Just a lot of lame things in the NBA. But literally, you're showing how much of a sore loser you are. You contributed to a 30-point loss. Your whole life is a 30-point loss, Miles Bridges. 856-49-HOPPY. So before I even get into this headline, I saw the Buzz Lightyear cartoon at the pre-screening about 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago? I don't remember anymore. And I was so excited, man. I had my little Buzz Lightyear outfit on. I had a shirt that my girlfriend gave me. I am a part of Star Command. And you know why that is? Because I watched that cartoon over and over growing up. So going to the movie was kind of a big deal for me. I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, how could you hate Buzz Lightyear of Star Command? You just can't. Oh, what a cartoon this was. And it's literally not on Disney Plus. If you were born between the ages of 93 to 98, you know what the hell this is. So they make this Buzz Lightyear movie. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is a kiss between a successful captain, this African-American woman, it's a cartoon character, and this white woman who kind of looks like Mayor Jane from the Mayor of Tampa. And let me tell you, they had one kiss. Nothing sexy. Nothing crazy. Just a kiss. And conservative world went nuts. Oh my God. You're showing women kissing. No, it was a split second. And right when I saw it, I'm in the movie theater and I'm like, oh, here comes the conservative rage. You're just jealous that a cartoon character is getting more than you. Do you ever notice the people that don't get laid are usually the people that really hate on other sexual ethnicities? Or orientations is probably the better word. You're unhappy that other people are getting accepted. And you were never accepted. It takes no aim to buzz. Tim Allen slams new Lightyear movie after the conservative war was replaced. After the conservative actor was replaced with Chris Evans in the Disney film. It has no relation to Buzz. Tim Allen slams new Lightyear movie after the conservative actor was replaced with Chris Evans in the Disney film that flopped in opening weekend. He criticized the new movie and was not very happy with it. He had previously voiced Buzz in all the four prior Toy Story movies from 1995 to 2019. Like, the last two didn't need to be necessary. The third one was kind of traumatic at the end. And the fourth one, when your big character is a Forky and you didn't name it Sporky because it's a spork, not a fork. Yeah, I'm not really digging your cartoon. It flopped the new movie, Lightyear, in its first weekend, only making $51 million. Oh, yeah, it's music, man. You can really get down to it. Allen criticized the film's lack of continuity to the beloved franchise. Tim. We gotta have a talk, bruh. So, what the movie is, it is Andy's favorite movie. Has nothing to do with the franchise. So the Buzz Lightyear character is in a movie in 1995 that Andy saw, and that movie was Lightyear. So there was no continuation, you conservative dummy. Hey, at least I didn't get caught with cocaine. I don't know, man. You're literally spreading fake news. But isn't that the whole conservative agenda? The whole media? Yes, it is.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2800 22nd Street North. And Nat is in St. Petersburg. Monday through Saturday, he has classes. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, man, we got so much to get into.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And if you're listening live on Z Radio, which is on Odyssey and TuneIn, search up Z Radio Live. Hi.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
So you can listen to my show afterwards on the Odyssey app, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, for all the goodness that is Hoppy Hour. We're not a radio show that has to tell everybody how great you are. We just prove it. Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are in no rush to get married, as sources say the couple are just enjoying their time with the newborn baby, Malcolm. That kid's going to be so entitled.
Shut up!
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney's parents? Sorry, he's not going to be entitled. He's going to be a douche.
Shut up!
All right, here's the deal. So John Mulaney was, he broke up with his ex-wife, and then that month he's dating Olivia Munn, and then they have a kid. Voila. So Olivia Munn is the side chick. And I am not the authority. Like, you know how I say that I am the authority on all things how heterosexual men feel about sex? You know how I am the authority on all things celebrity news? I am not the authority on dating side chicks because I've never cheated. Ever. In my second relationship I was in, and things were a little rocky because they're about to end. And in like April 2018, like a girl was like really hitting on me at a Pitbull toddler concert. And I was just like, oh, I'm in a relationship. And this married listener of the bone, what a surprise, she wanted to like hook up with me. And I was like, nah, I'm in a relationship. And then I get single that summer. And then I go, you know, responding in their DM. I'm like, hey, it's been 6 weeks. And they're like, we've been through a lot of people since then. So I'm not an authority figure or whatever at dating side chicks, because I just don't do it, man. I got too much empathy. I love my girlfriend too much. I just don't. I could never do the open relationship. And then here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I promise you I will get to Olivia Munn and I will get to John Mulaney, because they're over there not having a marriage anytime soon, because they literally began as a side relationship. She was allegedly pretty much the side chick. So you're telling me, someone that, you know, getting the side chick pregnant? Like, if that was any other dude that got the side chick pregnant, he'd be the biggest loser. But it's John Mulaney? Oh, it's so funny. All right. So I live in Florida, and we are sluts here, man. It's hot as hell out. Because like when you live in a cold Midwest city, you have a lot of shrinkage. Because it's cold out. It's freezing. But you got this adrenaline and endorphins and pheromones. You got everything going on, and sweat and BO. Everything that makes a good time. And I'm in a monogamous relationship. And I'll have maybe, let me think about the exact number here. I don't have an exact number. I would say 11 people, the 10 people ask me if we're in an open relationship, if I would want to bang their wife, and they bang her, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. It's all a blur. And let me tell you, that is so flattering. That is awesome. Not for me, because I'm very empathetic. Have you seen my girlfriend? What I'm saying is this. I respect asking me the first time. I'm going to say no every time. But I respect the ones, you know, hey, like shooting a DM to Kim Kardashian. Like, hey, you want to go out sometime? It's not going to happen, but you shoot your shot. What I really despise about a lot of people, and this can go with anybody, is when you keep lurking. It's okay to think that you're going to be able to bang her and I'll bang your hot dog down the hallway partner. No, thank you. I am good. But when you start to like DM her and DMing me, it's like, we said no, bro. We literally said no. Because then it feels like if I was doing that and you keep hitting up a girl, because you're essentially being the weird dude, because this was me growing up, who was on AIM messaging the girls, hey, what's up? How are you? And then they don't respond. You're essentially doing that. And it comes off sad. It's like you have no other options that you got to keep trying to get something. Like, I get that my girlfriend's hot as hell. But I'm telling you, you just come off like a loser when you ask over and over again. It's enough. You're not impressing me. Whoa, I could have sex with you? No, I'm good. Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are in no hurry to tie the knot. Hope they never tie the knot. Actually, I'd rather have them tie the knot than produce a kid. So they kind of did it wrong. Oh, you're telling me a relationship that began in cheating? Who's going to cheat first? Probably John, because she's going to be at home laying in bed with the kid. And he'll be banging some dumb fan. He's different now. They have only been together for a little over a year, so they're definitely not in a rush to get married. And my girlfriend and one of my friends, who's also a girl, who I've met through work, and we go on double dates, and we went to Pride on Saturday, and it was lit. Oh, it was incredibly lit. Nothing like working from 3 in the morning, and I'm not complaining, but I'm just describing the picture, from 3 in the morning to about 4:15, and then going right to Pride, going home, get my drinky drink on, maybe some edibles. No, not at all. What? Huh? And then taking an Uber and going downtown. And it was just packed. And we had this cabana in the front area, and that was a good time. So the couple that we were with, let's say it's, I'll go by their first letters so that you can kind of get a picture. D and J. So we're hanging out with D and J, and it was a good time. And the girl named D and my girlfriend, they went to see John Mulaney about 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't even know at this point, weeks ago, a couple months ago, probably late April. I don't even remember anymore. I don't remember time. Ever since the pandemic, time doesn't exist to me. But she saw John Mulaney with D, and they said that whenever any jokes were brought up about his kid that he had with his side chick named Olivia Munn, that there wasn't a lot of laughter. No one was really laughing, but there was a little bit of humor about being a dad, about like blah, 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 because like he had a kid, even though it's with a side chick, but he did have a kid. So he can relate to changing a diaper and that. But whenever he brought up any humor with Olivia Munn, they told me you could hear a pin drop. We got some audio here. It's John Mulaney in New York City with Olivia Munn. And Olivia Munn just has side chick energy. You know what I mean? She's not, like, she's beautiful, and you would think she's classy, but she's not. That's what makes her not classy. All right, let's see if there's anything worth here of listening to. I probably should have pre-listened. But I believe that when you do a show that I'm learning in the moment with you, I don't listen to any of the news clips beforehand. I'm never perfect a day in my life. All right, Duh. Here's Olivia Munn and John Mulaney in New York City with their son. It's her signing autographs, taking pictures. Olivia Munn. She's dressed up in like a business suit. It's not a good look. She looks like she'd be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Can we get the fashion shot, Olivia?
Olivia.
Money shot? What? She's taking selfies with people. She has no expression on her face. You know what I mean? You know, like when there's that sociopathic, beautiful woman, yeah, like Olivia Munn, and they don't show any emotion? Yeah. Doesn't matter how good the sex is, gentlemen. Having sex with a sociopath is never that important. Oh, she's such a good person. She's taking fans with, she's taking pictures with all the fans. I didn't even know Olivia Munn had fans. Like, I'm not saying she didn't have fans, but I didn't know there'd be people that would want to faint. Like, literally, they were like, because this was a visual, so it didn't really translate. I thought there'd be, like, you know, something to it. But in that video, it showed this old woman look like she's about to faint because she met Olivia Munn. I'm like, man, if that's the most exciting thing that happened to you that day, it's not good. This is from the Daily Mail as well. Travelers, brace for the worst July 4th weekend getaway ever. More than 1,000 Delta pilots picket at airports, and 75,000 AA passengers had their flights canceled. As a record, 42 million are set to hit the roads. On Thursday alone, which is the day I'm recording this podcast, June 30th, doesn't matter, 5,827 flights within or in and out of the U.S. have been delayed, with another 640 being canceled. Newark Liberty International Airport remains the most prolific in terms of cancellation, while Denver International has the most delays at 349. They're a little high over there. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, I just can't even imagine having to fly for my job. You know what I mean? Like, flying's awful. At least for me, because I'm 6'8" and I can't really fit in anywhere. I also don't fit in anywhere, literally and figuratively. Oh, whatever. We're going to go to break.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Kaley is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. RichKBarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Call Hoppy now. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
I see this next headline here, and it says here, this is from the Daily Mail, anti-anxiety drugs can interfere with a person's neurons and increase their risk of cognitive decline later in life, research finds. Researchers have discovered the reason why anti-anxiety medications put users at risk of dementia down the line. The medications can cause damage to the brain's microglial cells, which in turn damage connects between parts of the brain. I mean, if you're taking meds, that means your brain's crazy as it is. And honestly, if I live to be 80 and my last 5 years are dementia, I have no problem. I will have, well, I'm not going to be able to remember, so I wouldn't have any memory, but I'm going to have no guilt if I do remember. I'm not trying to manifest it, but I'm just saying, like, it really is weird to think about the future, isn't it? Here's what I'm saying. I will have no regret for taking my meds because there's no current thing like the current moment. You know what I mean? I sound like such a philosopher. So you can literally say that anything is going to ruin you down the line because we're all dying at the current moment. Our bodies are essentially rotting. They just haven't rotted yet. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I'm just saying all these headlines are trying to like scare you from taking mental health meds. It's like, eh. In essence, the drugs slowly cause impact to the part of the brain that electrifies and activates cell. Millions of Americans use their drugs, and a link between them and an increased risk of cognitive decline later in life has long been known. Researchers are hopeful that their findings will open a door to a new class of drugs. All this is big pharma saying, hey, don't take the outdated drugs. Take the ones that your insurance barely covers. I mean, I'm not saying go out there and start doing some heroin or whatever. But my God, you're going to die someday. It's my biggest fear, always kind of on my mind. So, like, don't go, I'm not going to take my meds because I don't want to be sick and old later down at the end of my life. You're going to be sick and old at the end of your life. So the mental health will probably be a little necessary. 856-49-HOPPY. There's just this movement where everybody hates on like meds because they say, oh, it's bad for you. It's bad for you if you're taking it and you're going in pretending to care about having bipolar. Like there's some people that are bipolar that go in to get the meds and then they get addicted. You know what I mean? Which is why the insurance only lets you get it every 30 days because they caught on to that. So those people that become pill heads make people like me that want to take the meds look bad. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just here hanging out with you, man. I don't really take anything seriously. I mean, you've heard this show.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by dbinfusions.com. You out there and you're looking for the best CBD, looking for the best Delta 8 or whatever the hell you need, or if you got a medical card, you know,
smoke weed every day.
That's something like that. dbinfusions.com. When you go there, tell them I sent you.
Smoke weed every day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Wendy Williams is back. Big time. Not so good.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Very well, thanks.
That's good. Any new projects you're working on now that your show's over?
Oh, excuse me. I love Morton Ira, and we bowed out gracefully.
Wendy Williams.
You didn't bow out at all. You didn't even get to say goodbye. Not so much they hated you.
Out gracefully.
Wendy Williams steps out in New York and shares an update after her talk show's demise.
We've got.
Oh no! Everyone was so sad. There was a campaign. Bring back Wendy. It didn't happen.
A lot to talk about.
Oh, geez.
Wendy is at peace with how her show ended after 13 seasons.
Not at all. Sherry Shepherd just came in with her likable self and just took over. Karma!
Now she's focused on her future in life and love. Yeah. A source tells ET, quote, she is extremely happy and focused on new beginnings.
What's going on with Wendy that's so much better than having a talk show that was decently popular? Ah, no big deal.
Wendy's show came to an end earlier this month.
Mm.
Today is the final episode of the Wendy Williams Show.
Oh, geez.
Nobody like Wendy Williams.
No one that ruined more marriages like that, douche.
From her days on the radio to ruling daytime talk for 13 seasons, Wendy...
Where did she rule daytime talk?
13 seasons. Wendy earned her title as the queen of all media.
What? Trashy imbeciles? No, she's not the queen of all media. Did she make a movie? I'm sure she maybe wrote a book. I get it. She's just copying Howard because she copies others. There's not an original or likable bone in Wendy's body. Trust me, there's a lot of bones.
She was MIA from what turned out to be the series' farewell season. A combination of health issues and legal battles seemingly keeping her away from her iconic purple chair.
But maybe they just didn't want to be around her. Because, like, you can always make time for somebody. You know what I mean? She goes, hey, can't really talk about what's going on, but I'm back. But they didn't even have her out there, man.
Now she's ready for a comeback, and she's headed back to her radio roots with a 2022 twist.
Podcast, of course.
Okay.
All right. So I podcast here so that I can get on the radio, and it worked. Unfortunately, I worked in Cleveland. Now I live in Tampa. And I'm sending my work out to see what I can manifest. I'm not going to lie. So I've succeeded. I've gotten on air. Nothing beats being on air. Because anybody can listen at any time. So when you go from a podcast to being on air, good for you. I began it in 2012. Now the next thing is to get a morning show. But with Wendy, you went from being on, I think, Power 105.1 or Hot 97, one of the two in New York. I don't know which one. But you went from being heard on the radio and having a legendary argument with Judge Mathis online. Look it up. She was better on the radio than on TV. And I'm not going to say because of the looks. I'm just saying her TV presence, because she's not even bad looking, it just never was like fun to look at. And she's not even bad looking, but there was just something about the way she sat there and that. So you go from having a radio show and a TV show to doing a podcast. You kind of went a little downhill.
Which will make more money for me than doing the TV show.
Yeah. A lot of times these podcast networks pay the big money to the host thinking they're going to bring in results like Opie from Opie and Anthony in 2018. Westwood One signed him to a one-year deal. And Opie is one of my main influences for going into radio. But I'm just going to be real that he signed that one-year deal and then he was let go. But he got paid. Like, he got paid money like he's always been in his life. But you got to bring in the results. So with Wendy, it's like, you can get the payday, but are you going to be able to keep the listeners around?
producing her own podcast.
That was very cult-like. She says, how you doing? And her crowd is like, how you doing? That's what she should have been. Because she was okay on TV or whatever, but she would have been a 10 out of 10 as like a cult leader. How you doing? How you doing?
Producing her own podcast all comes down to money for Wendy.
Yeah. Not the fact that you got kicked off your show and no one's really throwing offers to you.
Wouldn't be surprised if it also keeps fans updated on everything Wendy.
Yeah, like what was Wendy going to get? She's going to be on Ion Television right after the marathon of Blue Bloods.
Including her ongoing health battle. She recently revealed to TMZ she has lymphedema.
Well, that sucks. I don't root for bad health. I just root for her to go away.
Condition that causes swelling in your arms or legs. Wendy says she can only feel about 5% of her feet. But
that sucks. 856-49, Hoppy. Let's hear it from Kelly Clarkson. Do you ever notice? And I was kind of like this when I broke up from my last ex. But there's nothing more annoying than when somebody's semi-tragic breakup. Like, my breakup was the best thing to happen to me. But in the moment, it hurts. And then you go on first dates and you talk about being single, blah, 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 da, da, da. And then it kind of becomes your identity. Like, oh, Ryan Hoppy got dumped by his girlfriend or whatever. And sometimes when your whole identity is your dating life, if you're Taylor Swift and every time you made a song, it was about another guy. Or you have Khloe Kardashian wondering why she can't find a man. Or now you got Kelly Clarkson saying she's got all this music about her divorce. It's like, I get that breakups are painful. But it's like, you're afraid to let it go. I get like a divorce is worse than just being dumped by your girlfriend 4 years ago, a fiance or whatever. But you know what I'm saying.
I have written like 60 songs. Like, it's like an insane amount of getting it out.
She's written about how many songs Weezer came out with this week.
I have written like 60 songs.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's like an insane amount of getting it out. Anytime you go through some, it's like, it's a, such an awesome thing to have that as an outlet, regardless if people hear it or not.
A lot of songs in the vault, but Kelly Clarkson admits she's not ready to release them.
Yeah, because they're not good. Trust me, if they were really good, you'd be sending them out. Also, she's a little aged out. This is not an ageism line, if that's even a thing. But, like, she's not going to get on top 40. She'd be on, like, the hot AC radio, you know, for, like, 25 to 54. So, I don't know.
Revealing her divorce from Brandon Blackstock has her nervous to share her truth through music.
I just put it out already.
It's been the hardest thing to navigate. I've never had this difficult of a project.
Kelly addressed the long delay between projects on the chart show with Brooke Reese.
Oh, I missed that one.
She hasn't released an album of new material since 2017's Meaning of...
I gotta skip over that because there's music.
Now she's explaining why to her fans.
Obviously, everybody knows, like, a big, huge divorce, you know, it went through. And it's been, like, 2 years and not easy with kids. I'm just navigating, like, what I'm comfortable with releasing. So it's just like...
All right. Keep navigating, and we'll keep pretending to care.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Just break away. This
Kelly's been in jail.
Why is it happening? The show is never perfect. A day in its life. This following segment has been brought to you by... Let me see here. Mattress by appointment, Hillsboro, with Dwayne, the mattress guy. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. When you call Dwayne, the mattress guy, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the
this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face?
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com.
Please go.
Oh, we almost did that perfectly. I'm recording this at 9:32 at night. Be nice to me.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
R. Kelly has been in jail since 2019, and now he'll add 30 years to his time.
Oh, yeah. He's not so hot and fresh out the kitchen anymore, and now is he?
I'm behind bars. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
With some of his victims in court today, the disgraced R&B star's fate was sealed in this high-profile sex trafficking trial.
It seemed to go on forever and ever, but I'm glad they got the evidence to bring this creep down. And even when you go back and listen to his music, I just feel grimy, man. He's just, ugh, how sexual the lyrics are. I'm like, you're weird, bruh. I like how they added the intense music. Like, we didn't already know this was a big deal. But thank God Entertainment Tonight added the crazy music.
This is effectively a life sentence for R. Kelly.
This man is a prolific serial predator who utilized his status as a Grammy Award-winning household name to inflict pain and anguish on so many victims.
When you get convicted of sex trafficking and racketeering, you expect a large prison sentence.
Before sentencing, the court heard impact statements from seven of Kelly's victims, including Lizette Martinez.
It's got to be weird. Like, he essentially, like, if you listen to old rap music from, like, 2006 or watch the Boondocks, there's all the jokes about R. Kelly. So he essentially got away with it forever. Now he gets to hang out behind bars. And it was all because of Surviving R. Kelly, which was a good show. Good in the way that I'm glad it, you know, got the awareness out. Not like, oh my God, I'm glad he's, you know what I'm saying.
I actually blamed myself for so long for the abuse.
Legal expert Jesse Weber says the victims didn't hold back.
Oh, no.
Testimony of one of these survivors, R. Kelly, who was speaking to his attorney, and she stopped and said, I don't want to interrupt his conversation. Clearly nothing can get in the way of his happiness.
E.T.
That doesn't sound good.
Was there for the major turning points in the case. First, the Gail King factor. The CBS Mornings co-host spent 80 minutes interviewing R. Kelly and earned praise for keeping her cool.
That was so annoying. Wow, Gail King just sat there and didn't let a psychopath run her world? I mean, she's used to dealing with Oprah. Nothing's too out of line for her.
Thought a couple of times that maybe we're witnessing a breakdown as it's happening.
This is not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
A douchebag. Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
I gave you 30 years of my life.
Rob. There's the cameraman that's just like, oh, you're a creep.
Bert. 30 years of my career! Y'all trying to kill me!
He was very much aware of what he was doing, but I also thought that on some level we were watching someone who was really needed help and needed help right away.
That's what I hate about Gail King, is she'll defend some people and say he'll need help. What does he need help from? He made millions and got away with it for a while. What about the victims? I think they're the ones that need help. All right, moving on.
Travis Barker is hospitalized for a medical emergency, and his wife, Kourtney Kardashian, is sticking by her husband's side.
Oh, thank God you're not banging one of the pool boys. Wow, she's hanging by her husband's side? Wow. She's doing her vows. Good for her. She's being a good wife. That Kourtney. Get the hell out of here.
Scary ordeal. On Tuesday, the Blink-182 drummer was reportedly rushed to LA Cedars-Sinai Hospital ambulance after being seen by docs at another nearby hospital.
Got it.
Outside Cedars, cameras captured 43-year-old Kourtney standing beside Travis in all black, while paramedics wheeled him inside on a stretcher.
It's got to be weird. Like, when you're out and you're famous, you're getting pictures taken as a socialite. But it had to be weird, like, seeing your husband not do well health-wise and the paparazzi is there. You know, like, it's got to be a little eerie.
And now a source tells ET, quote, after speaking with Travis and running several tests, doctors said Travis is suffering from pancreatitis.
Oh, that sucks.
Before that diagnosis, he posted a cryptic message.
What did it say?
Reading, God Save Me, which is also a song he worked on with Machine Gun Kelly.
God damn it, I hate this. I hate that I can't play the music.
And now it seems like Travis and his family are leaning on their faith through this health scare. Travis's daughter, Alabama, asked her followers on Instagram to please send your prayers. And she-
yeah, it's all pray for Travis Barker right now. Father, son, amen.
She made the same request in a now-deleted TikTok, posting this pic holding her dad's hand while in a hospital bed. Up until this health scare, it's been newlywed bliss for Courtney and Travis.
Yeah, I bet the bliss is over with a little bit. I am just going to skip over this because it just shows them dancing at their wedding. Oh, wow. You danced at your wedding. You guys are really awesome.
Chris Pratt is fully aware of the online hate being thrown at him, and now he's speaking out. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, Chris is opening up about his parenting controversy, religious misconceptions, and the truth behind his full body transformation.
I feel like every religious person is now showing and talking about their misconceptions because it's not really cool to be religious anymore.
The first transformation of my body to become Star-Lord was the hardest because I had the furthest to go. I was almost 300 pounds. Mm. Never really thought that I would ever be a candidate to play one of these sort of action hero kind of roles.
We didn't think so either. You were the fat guy on Park and Rec.
When I was Andy, I was pretty unhealthy. I can't believe that I would eat 5 cheeseburgers for lunch. I lived in like a constant state of, oh God, freaking sick of eating.
He seems a little bit like a douche. Not that he's doing wrong, just dish vibes.
So much. And now it's the exact opposite.
The super healthy actor is chugging cheese balls, curling dumbbells, and jumping in the pool for his...
and having a midlife crisis.
...his men's health cover story. He's also firing back at the haters who have made him a target on Twitter.
Why do all these celebrities care about haters? You're giving them the fuel to the fire. Oh, wow, you're firing back at people. Who cares?
Firing back at the haters who have made him a target on Twitter.
Got it.
You know, the worst Hollywood Chris meme demanding one has to go.
It sounds like he's a little upset about it. Like, I'm not a fan when I hear that people talk crap about me in some of the radio groups, but whatever, say it to my face.
God is real.
No, he's not, bro.
God loves you.
The actor says, I didn't know that I would kind of become the face of religion when really I'm not a religious person. The 43-year-old has been criticized for his alleged association with the Hillsong Church, which some consider to be anti-gay.
There's this...
oh, man, that sucks.
Great quote that I actually heard in church, and it felt like it really appropriate, which was...
Oh, there's so much I could make jokes about. Never mind. You get the point.
If the spotlight that's shining on you is brighter than the light that comes from within you, it'll kill you.
Yeah. 856-4900.
Chris tells the magazine out July 5th, I've never actually been to Hillsong. I don't know anyone from that church.
Yeah, you do.
He added that he sometimes attends the Zoe Church as well as a Catholic church where his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger, attended growing up.
That sucks. Growing up Catholic sucks.
It looks like Amber Heard's legal woes are far from over.
Speaking of something that sucks, just saying.
The 36-year-old actress is reportedly still under investigation in an ongoing perjury case in Australia.
Sounds like life's going really well for this dirtbag.
Australia, stemming from when she brought her two dogs, named Pistol and Boo, into the country without declaring them back in 2015,
oops,
according to multiple reports. At the time, Amber and her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, did adhere to Australia's 10-day quarantine for the Yorkshire Terriers. Amber was then charged with 2 counts of importing the animals, but the case was later closed after she pleaded guilty to falsifying travel documents.
Amber Johnny then issued a public apology in April 2016.
And took a crap on each other.
That they were, quote, truly sorry for not following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the case being closed, the Australian Department of Agriculture, Water, and the Environment announced to several outlets in October 2021 that they were looking to investigate Amber for perjury over claims that she lied about why her two dogs were brought into the country.
Amber Heard lying? No way! She's such an angel.
The ongoing investigation comes just weeks after Amber lost a defamation case against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
After the six-week defamation trial, a Virginia jury sided with the Sweeney Todd star's claims that his ex-wife had defamed him in her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post.
I don't care anymore. 856-49-OPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Lamar Odom isn't afraid to speak his mind.
Yeah, we know.
The former NBA star spoke with Page Six and compared two of his famous exes to each other.
I bet they love that. Or they don't even care. They're like, quit living in the past.
Saying he thinks his ex Taraji P. Henson is, quote, more skillful than Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, I bet Khloe loves that. She'll probably post about it.
I think the difference between Taraji and Khloe is how they was brought up.
Yeah.
Their upbringing, which makes people different and affects the way they think.
Got it.
I think Taraji is more skillful in what she does as an actress compared to what Khloe does.
Wow. Do we need to hear from you? Are we going, oh my God, what's Lamar doing? We miss you.
He told the publication. But he also added that the Good American co-founder was a, quote, great wife.
That's good, man. Living in the past.
Taraji and Lamar reportedly dated in 2009.
I don't care anymore. 856-49 Hoppy.
I feel excited, but I don't know how to do this, you know?
Cameron Diaz, the movie star, is back. The 49-year-old actress is coming out of retirement to star alongside Jamie Foxx in the new Netflix comedy Back in Action.
Mm-hmm.
The 54-year-old Oscar winner announced the exciting news on his social media accounts, releasing a phone call between him and a nervous Cameron.
She sounded a little nervous, man.
Hello?
Cameron, what up? It's Foxx.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for calling. I'm so anxious right now.
This sounds as real as those prank calls you hear every morning on your wacky morning zoo.
Cameron, what up? It's Foxx.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for calling. I'm so
Yeah. I'm telling you, War of the Roses and all the things that you hear in the morning, they're all fake. Happy Hour, I'm never fake a day in my life.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best sage, the best workout trainer around, I'm a man of my words. FitzAgeFitness.net.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Patrick Mahomes was that excited when he found out the sex of his second child. On Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback and his wife, Brittany Matthews, shared a sweet Instagram video from their recent gender reveal party with friends and family.
She gives off the vibes that she's like not annoying to Patrick. You know what I mean? Like she annoys Patrick when she's out getting drunk and dumping champagne on people, but she seems like she's a good wifey.
Most guests predicted that the couple were expecting a baby boy.
Oh, I thought they were going to say that most experts were expecting them to divorce. You know,
that the couple were expecting a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick and Brittany had the same hunch. When the proud parents each pulled the trigger on a water gun, blue paint sprayed out, confirming they had a son on the way. Brittany jumped up and down in excitement, and Patrick made a dash for the pool, plunging in the water in celebration.
Hell yeah!
The high school sweethearts, who are already parents to one-year-old daughter Sterling, announced that they were going to be a family of four last month.
She had to be the type of person that was so loud, and I'm not hating on her, I don't care that she's loud at games, it's annoying, whatever, but I had underage drinking parties growing up. I bet she's like, oh my god, turn on the Skrillex, oh my god, there's new shot, oh, I just had like 9 shots of vodka.
Their joint announcement featured their toddler holding a sign that revealed she has big sister duties on the way.
856-49, hubby!
The WNBA star's trial is in Russia is set to begin on Friday, but she's been ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the trial.
Oh, I thought the president was going to save the day. That sleeping douche. Yeah, the orange man in office. Yeah, things are going really bad with him choosing the Supreme Court, bitch. But yeah, you would at least have her free.
TJ is here with the latest for us. Good morning, TJ.
Yeah. Good morning to you. We have to go back to February 17th. That was when Brittany Griner was detained in Russia. Since then, her detention has been extended now 4 times. The first time it was for 2 months. The second time, a month. The third time, 18 days. And this time, Robin, as you mentioned, it has been extended for 6 months. On charges of bringing in hashish oil cartridges, or as Russia puts it, large-scale drug transportation. That trial for her set to begin Friday.
Another setback for WNBA star Brittany Griner, now held in Russia for more than 4 months. A Russian court has extended her detention another 6 months, pending the outcome of her trial, which is set to begin Friday.
Yeah, and when you look at the way her energy around these Russian guards, like, they don't care that you play basketball.
Brittany, how do you feel?
Appearing for the
That's really good. Hey, Brittany, how do you feel? You might serve life in Russia.
Set to begin Friday.
Brittany, how do you feel?
I'm doing great.
Hearing for the first time in court Monday, the 6'9" Griner seen here unmasked and handcuffed to a prison guard, surrounded by security as she's escorted into the pretrial hearing in Moscow. Her lawyers gave a brief update about how she's doing.
It was the prolongation of the arrest, not more than that.
How does she feel?
She's fine. She's fine.
Does she feel?
As she could be.
Man, they're really condescending. How does it feel to be in Russia?
In a statement, Griner's reps tell ABC News, the fact remains that the U.S. government has determined that Brittany Griner is wrongfully detained and being used as a political pawn.
Yeah, but let's like not, I don't want her to serve time over there or whatever, but let's just be honest for a second. She did bring hashish oil, which is illegal in a lot of places in America, and a felony, which is idiotic. But she did bring that to Russia. What are you doing, brah?
Happy Hot Topic!
Happened to all of us. A random delivery shows up on your doorstep, but it's...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Turns out it was really meant for someone else.
Who?
Well, that happened to a Denver couple this week, and you'll never believe what was inside.
It was the Stanley Cup. It just saved you 2 minutes. 856-49-UPPY.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for recruiting teenage girls to be sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, we know. Any courtroom footage, or are we just getting drawings like it's the 1800s? Like, they don't even have a good sketch artist. A little suspicious.
The socialite was also sentenced to 5 years of supervised release when she gets out of prison, also ordered to pay a $750,000 fine.
That's weird. Quit calling her a socialite and just call her a sociopath. Speaking of sociopaths,
the future of Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will be hashed out today during a disciplinary hearing. Watson has agreed to settle 20 of 24 civil lawsuits for sexual misconduct.
But I don't get it, man. You're a weird guy, bro.
Is still facing punishment from the league. According to multiple reports, the NFL has recommended that the quarterback serve an indefinite suspension of at least 1 year. But
I'd rather have an indefinite suspension than play for Cleveland. I live there. It's not good.
Former federal judge acting as a disciplinary officer for the league will make the final decision.
That's great. 856-49-HOPPY. We're in the speed round right now.
Hey guys, it's Allie with your news and entertainment, starting with R. Kelly. Yesterday, the singer was sentenced to 30 years in
prison. All right, we know about that. We know about R. Kelly. We know what the hell's going on, you know. All right.
Kelly's time in prison could be much, much longer than what he received yesterday. Switching gears to Bradley Cooper, because it looks like he might be entering the political world. Last week, famous radio show host Howard Stern announced his potential plans to run for president after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and he revealed...
I don't know how he's going to escape the 90s, man. He's got... He said some racist things. I love Howard. I listen to him, blah, 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 but he would get canceled even before getting on the ballot.
That he knows exactly who he wants to be his running mate, none other than Bradley Cooper. In fact, yesterday during a broadcast of the show, Howard revealed that he was texting the actor and he accepted his offer to join him on the ballot.
That's good humor.
Now, before we all get too excited about this, we should note that Howard only said he'd run if former President Donald Trump is also in the race. Do you think that we could see Howard and Bradley on the ballot in 2024? Let us know in the comments if they have your vote. And now let's...
Howard doesn't even leave his mansion. How the hell is he going to go around the world? I mean, honestly, maybe we don't need politicians representing this country.
Let's check in on Shailene Woodley. Yesterday, the actress shared an unfiltered selfie of herself on Instagram.
Oh, she's so brave!
Reflected on life, and in the caption, Shailene wrote about how her head and her heart are feeling nurtured, and that...
That's good, man.
A supermarket employee is being charged with assault after allegedly slapping Rudy Giuliani on...
Why would you slap someone with power? Oh, you're so cool, bro.
Back. This incident was caught on camera. Happened at a ShopRite store on Staten Island. Giuliani was there campaigning for his son, Andrew, who's running for governor of New York. He says the employee called him an expletive as he...
Oh, wow, you're so woke, bro.
...made contact. The former New York City mayor was not injured during that incident.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried about Rudy Giuliani. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, guys. It's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Kardashian Jenner roundup, starting with Kim Kardashian, because she...
Why?
...is facing a lot of heat with her new skincare line. According to Entertainment Tonight, the beauty...
I don't care. The video says that Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods might be friends again, according to fans. Oh, whatever. Keep Jordan Woods relevant. Or she needs to be relevant again, rather.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. Let's jump into it today with a One Direction reunion.
Woohoo!
Sort of. Recall that the boy band parted ways in 2015, but fans discovered that Louis Tomlinson and Niall Horan were hanging out together at the Glastonbury Festival in the UK.
That must have been a douchey party.
Hey, despite trying to lay low, one fan posted a pic on Twitter of Louis and Niall from behind. Niall.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's going to be hard to lay low when you were in one of the biggest boy bands of all time.
Be seen wearing a bucket hat and a yellow jacket, while other Twitter fans also confirmed the singer's outfit at the festival.
Yeah.
Another fan tweeted, Harry and Louis and Niall all in the same place. I'm screaming.
Woohoo!
Knows, maybe we'll see a legit reunion soon. Switching gears to Machine Gun Kelly, because apparently this dude knows how to party. Perhaps a little too hard. Last night, the 32-year-old rock star sold out Madison Square Garden, then headed over to Catch Steak after the concert to celebrate. The Bloody Valentine artist posted a video on his Instagram story of himself standing on a table yelling into a microphone, I don't give an F, bro, I don't give a shit, to a full restaurant, then smashed a champagne flute over his head.
Oh, he's so edgy!
He then proceeded to sing as blood poured down his face.
And dude, you're a suburban kid from Cleveland. Get the hell out of here. I'm so tough.
MGK appeared unfazed as the crowd passed him some tissues. Despite the
That's good.
Craziness, he still did, in fact, leave the after party hand in hand with his girl, Megan Fox. Bloody Valentine.
Whoa, what a concept. Leaving a party with your girlfriend? Whoa.
And indeed. Closing today with Chris Brown and his adorable 5-month-old daughter, Lovely. Before Chris set off for a few performances in the UK, the singer spent some quality time cuddling up to Lovely. And
oh, man. If I were that kid, I'd get the hell away from him.
5 months after E! News confirmed Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader's relationship, the stars have called it quits, according to Entertainment Tonight.
I don't care. I need to catch up on season 3 of Barry, man. It's out on HBO Max. Gonna be a good time.
Back in January, E! News confirmed the pair had been secretly dating, with a source saying at the time, it's been going on for a while, but Anna's kept it really on the DL.
Hell yeah, she did. And you know why? Because we shouldn't care. They're no different than us. They're going to die someday. Today is National Social Media Day. What's ruining the world?
Today is National Social Media Day.
It was founded back in 2010 when social...
Ah, it sounds about right.
Media was new and exciting, but quite a bit has changed since then, to say the least. And this-
all right, you're really boring me. Let's finish with this.
In today's Tech Bites, privacy concerns for TikTok. A top FCC official is calling on Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores.
Commissioner
Brendan Carr says there are concerns user data is being accessed in China. Spokespeople for Apple, Google, and TikTok have not commented.
You know what?
Snapchat is now offering an optional subscription. So-called power users can pay $3.99 for Snapchat Plus. Added features include the ability to rewatch a story and pin a friend to the top of your chat history as a BFF. And
wow, that's so worth the monthly membership. Whoa!
Robot umpires could soon be coming to Major League Baseball. The commissioner says he wants an automated ball strike zone system by 2024. He says one idea is to have robot umpires transmit the call to a human umpire using an earpiece. Now, even in the summer, those computerized umps won't ever overheat. After all, they'll be surrounded by fans.
Yeah, totally. No one cares. So this thing with TikTok, I love the boomers that are like, they're taking our information. Everyone's taking your information. I have nothing to hide. I go on Pornhub. I check how many listens my podcast gets, and I go on social media. And I look up what happens when it dies. I got nothing to hide, China. If you want to look at my info, take it. I don't care anymore. You already listen to us. But to the boomers out there that are like, no, TikTok's taking your info. What do you think happened when you took that quiz of which Cheers character you are? It's all going to the same place, and we're all doomed.
Happy hour. Happy hour. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.